Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgrow with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgrow have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgrow, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgrow.com and look for Ralgrow at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgrow in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Feeder cattle and live cattle futures were mixed here. We had feeder cattle up 67 in the October at 139.05. The November is the next month out, up 7.5 at 136.40. We've been trading the same levels here for about 6 or 7 trading days, but we're below the moving averages on the November feeders. Below both the 20 and 50-day moving average, and pretty substantially, that market's not oversold. So you could see if it goes back and makes new lows, which would be about 130, 134, so 134.60 actually in the Novembers, back on October 9th. So if it goes to those levels, it could go on down. The 50% retracement's about 132. Live cattle made new lows here for this part of the move. Today, October's down 50 at 107.87. The December's closed at 109.60, down 67. And that's the lowest level since the first part of September. And then hogs have just been on a tear here. They're at 69.85 here on the December. That was up $1.42. And that's new highs going back at least 6 months, maybe even back to about the same time this time last year. So maybe a year or so ago. So that continues to be pretty impressive on the hog rally.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd.
The grain futures also impressive here today. The wheat continues to be the real driver here, up 21 to 24 cents. The latest drought report showed even more serious problems in major areas of wheat growing areas. And so that's pushing us here. The July of 2021 wheat, which is going in the ground now, made new highs today. Went all the way up to 578, up 21 cents, and that went through the previous high of about 569. So about 8 or 9 cents higher than the previous high in the highest levels of those contracts. So pretty welcome sight here. It is becoming overbought at this point, so we'll watch that. The corn today was up 5 to 7 cents, which put December at new highs for the move at 403 and 3 quarters, up 7. And November beans at 1061 and 3 quarters, up 5.5 cents. And even the cotton's tagging right along, up 29 here at 69.22. So everything really across the board is on or making new highs. I guess the cotton is a few cents off. It went to 69.47, and today's high was 69.27. So about 20 cents off in the cotton. The stock market was down about almost 400 points at one point this morning. It came all the way back to only down 50 currently. And the Dow's at 28,364.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.